What's up, everybody? This is episode 73. I have an interview that I did with my friend Tim 2 weeks ago. And I have not posted it yet, so I do have some interviews coming up. I might be doing like back-to-back interviews, like how I upload. In this episode, I wanted to do what I said I was going to do, which was pick one card from a tarot deck and not talk about the tarot meaning per se, but lessons and how we can utilize that one card's meaning to learn something and for self-development in our own lives. I feel like I want to show y'all how tarot is not just a divinatory tool that can tell people about their future or what path they're on, the probability of what's going to happen in their life if they continue on a certain path. It's also good for many other things. And as y'all know, I do the life coaching stuff and I incorporate tarot. I will become a licensed clinical social worker, aka a therapist, and I will own my own practice and I will utilize tarot in that practice as well for anybody who is open to it. And so for that, I wanted to shuffle and pick a card and see what topic comes out from it. So it's my first time doing this, so let's fucking see. Let's see. If any of y'all are interested in readings or booking a session with me, go to my website, torifranco.com. All right, I'm going to shuffle one more time. We're going to see. One card. We're going to see what comes out. Which card comes out? The Ten of Cups. Wow. Wow. That is the card that has come out. We love that card. Ten of Cups is about emotional fulfillment. So when you see that card, and I'm not even going to talk about the card itself, right? I don't even know if, like, I'll keep it out just so I can look at it. A lot of us are, we go through our lives just doing what's expected of us. And we take on jobs and relationships that are not necessarily the most emotionally fulfilling, but we take them on because society tells us we should, right? I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to in marriages that they're not happy. They're not emotionally fulfilled. They're not living out their purpose. But because society tells them that's what they should be doing, that's what they do. The Ten of Cups is the opposite of that, really. It can be that emotional fulfillment that you find within your family unit. Absolutely. The Ten of Cups, when I see the Ten of Cups, I think of family. But it's more than that, because not everybody gets that emotional fulfillment from their family. Not everybody gets their emotional fulfillment from being married and having children. Everybody's life path is different. And I think in life, we live other people's paths and then wonder why we aren't emotionally fulfilled. And the Ten of Cups, when the card comes up, it's a testament to, A, you getting everything that you want and really sitting down and thinking, you know, again, putting aside the divinatory meaning of like, oh, you're going to be so fucking happy. You asking yourself, what is it that fills my cups up? Answering that question honestly and then going for that, moving into that, leaning into that, right? My Ten of Cups is my nieces. Yeah, it is. It does, and my nephew. It does represent family to me, but it's more than that as well. It's this, right? My Ten of Cups is talking to y'all, connecting with all of y'all. And that's another thing. When this card comes up, it's a reminder that we all need connection in life. We all need at least one person in our corner that we can go to and trust and talk to and confide in. But it's also understanding that if we don't have that physical person, we can trust in ourselves and connect with ourselves and be our own emotional fulfillment. It's a completion. It's filling up every single cup so that you don't want for anything. You don't look outside anything else other than what you have. It's being completely and utterly present in your life and understanding that you have everything that you need right here, right now. When that card comes up, no matter what's going on in your life, you know you're going to be okay because you have the emotional support that you need, because you're either A, emotionally supporting yourself, or B, leaning on your support system, family, friends, people who just emotionally fill your cups. I think a lot of the times we get stuck in the rat race, especially in the US, you know. We get caught up in the rat race. We get caught up in what we should be doing. We get caught up in chasing the money and the monetary and the egotistical things, the things that we're seeking, the outside validation, you know, the things that are going to continue to feed that beast, which is the ego. And we stop, we fail to stop and look around us and see, oh, that cup is filled. That cup is filled. That cup is filled. I'm lucky. The other day I was, you know, I've been walking 3 miles a day. Sometimes mine and Deb's schedules intertwine, so we walk together. And so the other day, not yesterday, whatever it was, a couple of days ago, we were walking. And when we walk, we obviously talk. I don't put my headphones in. We talk to each other. And she was talking about how she always finds pennies on the ground. And, you know, in our culture, my grandmother, my nonny, was her mother, was very superstitious. Not Mimi, the one that just passed. My nonny, who's been passed for almost 10 years now. She was very superstitious. And one of the things was pennies, right? You find it, it's good luck, and, you know, whatever. So my mother finds a penny, picks it up all day long, you have good luck, you know, if you've ever seen Grease. She picks it up and she's like, yeah, when's this luck gonna come? Like, okay, I keep finding these pennies, when's this luck gonna come? And me, being who I am, the life coach in me, the manifester, the one who understands mindset, I said to her, I'm like, well, it's never gonna come if you continue to have that mindset. That's you're looking at that as a from a lack mindset point of view, right? Like, okay, yeah, where is it? You're not looking at life with gratitude. You're not looking around thinking, I am lucky because of this. And so I pulled her back, you know, and I said, Mom, your friend was just diagnosed, one of her good friends that she walks with every single day was just diagnosed with breast cancer. She's gonna be okay, thankfully, but it's a scare nonetheless. It's not something you want to hear ever about anybody you love, let alone yourself, period. You don't want to get that diagnosis. You want to go through life knowing you've never had to deal with that. But unfortunately, her friend got the diagnosis on her birthday, no less. And my mother's over here worrying about her money situation. There's a, you know, whatever, money situation. And I'm like, Mom, you could be in your friend's position, but you're not. You just feel as though you don't have the means for certain things, which is a falsehood in and of itself. I said, but when you pull yourself back, which one would you rather? Would you rather feel as though you don't have the means for something, or would you rather get a breast cancer diagnosis, no matter how far along it is or how early on you caught it? Which one would you rather? And she was like, no, you're right. I said, you are lucky. You are lucky already in this moment. You don't have to find luck. You don't have to come into luck. You have to center yourself and look around you and find the cups that are already filled in your life. That is emotional fulfillment. Emotional fulfillment doesn't come. It's not, we're constantly striving for this more and more and more and more. When I have the body, and I'm so guilty of this. When I have the body I want, when I have the money I want, when I'm making six figures, when I'm, it's always more, 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 more. We're always trying to up the ante in life. And sometimes you have to take a step back and count your cups and count how many are full and forget the ones that have spilled, because that's what life is fucking all about. Cups are gonna spill. This year in my life, when I really take a snapshot of this year, it's been a really rough one. I've lost, there's been a lot of loss in this past year. 100%. Big losses in my life. You know? And I could look at those losses and very easily be like, well, my life is in shambles. And at certain points, I felt that way. And it's okay to just take a step back and look and be like, all right, everything's a dumpster fire right now. But it's also imperative to not take residency there. And even in the worst moments, look around and see those cups that are standing, those 10 cups, those whatever. You know, I always go back to watching my grandmother pass away. That was a very awakening moment for me. I had never experienced anything like that before, and the pain of that, it obviously lingers, and there are moments where it hits me and I cry. I have regrets. I have images in my head that I will never get out of my head. All of the above. I have happy moments. Everything. The emotions come rushing in. But when I was in the thick of it, I chose, and that's what it is, it's a fucking choice. I chose to look around me at the very moment that we were all standing around my grandmother's bed, knowing she had minutes to hours, half hour left in her life. Literally, I'd gotten the call that she had, you know, the machines weren't picking up pulse anymore. And so where I dropped everything, wherever the fuck I was, and I sped over to the hospital because I knew that was it, right? And so we were preparing and knowing what we were walking into. We were walking into a room where somebody was going to be taking their last breath, and it was most likely going to be right in front of us. And instead of choosing to lean into the pain, and yeah, it was painful. I fucking cried my eyes out. It was an out-of-body experience, and I've never felt emotional pain like that before in my entire life. Like when I tell you, I couldn't fucking breathe from crying. I couldn't stand from crying. Yes, it was all like that. But in the thick of it, when I'm at one end of the bed, and my cousin is at this end of the bed, and my dad's at the head of the bed, and we're all surrounding her and we're watching her transition, I looked around and I saw 10 cups. I saw family. I saw people who could put aside their differences and their bullshit and really come together for the sake of emotional fulfillment and emotions, period. I saw 9 grandchildren and 3 children, well, our parents, but her children, her 9 grandchildren and her 3 children put all of our shit aside and lean into emotional support with one another, regardless of what had happened in the past. And it was the most bittersweet moment in my entire life. And so when we are there in the thick of it, that's when we need the 10 of cups the most. That's when we need to see the 10 of cups the most. It's not something that is dropped on your head from the universe. It's something you have to recognize. Because if you are not in that mindset, and that's why I'm so into mindset, right? If you're not in that mindset, you could be handed the entire fucking world and you'll never see it. You'll always want more. You could be handed the moon and you could be like, why the moon, universe? Give me the sun. And you will never feel that 10 of cups. You will never know what that 10 of cups feels like. And so that's really it. I don't want to fucking beat this with it, you know, beat a dead horse. I don't want to beat a dead horse. That's the lesson in this card. That is what this card represents. Your emotional fulfillment, the beauty of life, is that you create that. You discover that. You explore. You do what you need to do to understand what truly does it for you. What fills every single cup. And so that's my message to y'all. Go out, find your 10 cups, and try as hard as you possibly can to be happy and grateful for where you're at in life. Even if it doesn't feel like you're at a good place, try. That's it. That's all I got for y'all. I love you guys very much. Let me know if you enjoy these little tarot rants, if you want more. I'll be here doing them. So I love you guys. Short episode, but short, sweet, and to the point. Visit my website, torifranco.com, for all of your tarot, life coaching, one-on-one needs. Go explore around, and I'm grateful for y'all. What the fuck did I just say? Anyway, I love you guys. Peace out.